Hey guys, Dabu 7. Got some horrific updates when it comes to what's happening after this hurricane. All the disaster, everything that's going on, and I gotta say, it's the response or lack of that is really devastating. I'm just getting blown up with all kinds of emails and information. People tell me about family members that are missing. People that are trapped in certain towns, that some people are trapped in certain areas, have cell phones, communications get out, but roads are wiped out. They're like, they're stuck with no supplies, people running out of water, the smell of death in the air. I'm hearing this from so many people as the days go on, it's getting worse and worse. So it looks like they just held an emergency meeting last night inside of Chimney Rock, and they voted, they declared that the government's pretty much going to take over this whole area, and they're going to send in a bulldozer to bulldoze everything that's in there. You're talking the bodies, loved ones of the residents of there, and people are livid. And then, of course, the government turns around and says, oh, here is a $750 check for those that need it, which isn't going to do nothing for people that just lost everything. Complete towns are gone. Complete towns, not just one too many. The helicopter pilots that are trying to go in here and save lives, a shout out to them and everyone trying to do missions, getting down in here. They're being told that, well, they're being threatened with arrest now, that if they go into these areas, they're now labeled a no-fly zone. They put these no-tams up where they have the military, allegedly, in their big choppers, flying around trying to find people, but they just cannot do the job that other people can do as well. They act like they all can't get in there together and coordinate and use their radios and help. What I'm hearing more than anything from people is that they're seeing the government turn people away. That the roadblocks that are set up, the perimeters, they're telling people to take all their goods down there over to a place like a Walmart parking lot and drop it off for FEMA to get to the people. Yet people are saying that FEMA has dropped the ball, and those that have encountered FEMA, they told them what they need, but they never even came back. They haven't even showed up. So now it's in the hands of the people. Okay, I know I wish I could do more. I know others out there feel helpless in this event. We do have a team that's going to be down there on the ground getting firsthand footage, information, all that stuff, updates in the coming days, and looking to get supplies into the hands of the people that need it, which just getting in there is tricky in itself at this point because a lot of the roadways are wiped out. 40 going east, west, both ways. They get the whole thing shut down. It's been wiped out. It's going to be a long time before it gets fixed. And there are people out there on rooftops still that are waiting for help. So if it's people in boats, choppers, I feel like the suppression of all that is as evil as it gets. It's crazy. And to hear that FEMA spent all this money on other stuff and has no more money, are you kidding me? What happens if another hurricane comes through? Which might, I feel like this is all an attack. The timing of all of it, man, come on. I've been watching these cats too long. It's what this feels like. And to bring down this country even more. And the timing. Head on a swivel. We're in this window now, the final countdown, final 30 days up to election, and it's like anything can happen at any given moment. Man, have some supplies ready for whatever. We just seen what happened with the banking stuff. Anything else can pop off any day. I've also got intel that something could go down by as soon as Monday or the beginning of next week in terms of communications, comms. Whether it's cell phones or whether it's more than that, that there could be something big going down there. So just be ready for anything. all hands on deck right now. I want to thank everyone out there that helps those that need it down there in this area. This is literally in our hands. If we don't help each other, what do we have? What do we have left? So join me on the live stream Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Going to be dropping updates constantly, videos as well. Y'all stay safe. It's been Dabu7. Much love.